please join me. And it's a rare treat. I'm glad you're able to be here with us listening today. Leslie Smith, along with Steve Cunningham.
From the devil, the times I've beaten down is bad. I've seen the flight of the dove. I've stumbled my way back. Miles and miles of interstate nights not meant to last. I can take this road all the way to Tulsa, but I cannot stop my yearning for you. They say a simple life's the best, you would never know the way we complicate this world.
Leslie Smith here at the Saturday Light Brigade backed by Steve Cunningham. I feel like we could have a little exercise and circle the mistakes within the last 10 minutes. I think I did not identify the album that song was on.
These Things Wrapped was the CD.
And I do remember that album. It's
sure.
Funny. I was looking to check. I remember getting that and just loving it. We still have it here and we still play. Tell me, I've heard you, we've talked before, but I don't know too much about your life story. Were you raised in Pittsburgh?
I was raised in Forest Hills, same as Steve. So that's why we have the same dialect.
What street did you live on?
Lenox Avenue.
Oh my gosh,
yes.
Lenox.
Yes.
You'll appreciate my street. Yes. I used to take the 67 Trafford mm-hmm. to go all sorts mm-hmm. of places.
Me too.
And mm-hmm. I lived in Gilmore Acres. So
okay, my grandparents lived in Gilmore Acres.
And I lived on Stephendale, and I would often to catch the bus on a very wintry day. You could kind of sled down Lenox mm-hmm. Avenue. Lenox mm-hmm. Avenue, if you don't know the street, is among the steeper grades in Pittsburgh.
Yes.
It's a lot of fun going down. It's not mm-hmm. as much fun coming
up,
back up.
Yeah.
Did you go to Churchill?
Yes.
High school? When
yes,
did you graduate?
I did.
If you
73.
Mind. Mm-hmm. Oh, so you might have graduated with my big brother, David Berger.
Yes.
I think that was the same year.
Mm-hmm.
When did you start playing guitar?
I started when I was about 10. I went to Cassis Music in East Hills.
I remember that story.
And I had a teacher named Don Batiste who taught classical guitar. So I learned classical guitar first.
And mm-hmm. how about finger picking and singing and writing in the folk idiom? Did that come later in life?
Yeah, it just kind of came about. Mm-hmm. I was a ballet dancer, and that didn't work out so well for numerous reasons, and I just discovered that I could sing as well. So.
You have an amazing voice, which sort of harkens, it just makes you think of a voice coming out of Appalachia or just there's an authenticity to the sound as you sing. Have you been out playing much lately?
No, I was a secretary for about 17, 18 years.
Wow.
At Pitt. So I've had a long break, so I would like to get back at it again. And I've started writing some new songs, and I can do that now, so that's good.
I'm really happy to hear you say that, because I think, especially for these times, your voice and writing is needed.
Thank you.
And I think it takes a lot of courage to get back. At least I would imagine. I don't know.
Yes.
But it can't be that easy.
Yes, I was up at 3 this morning.
Oh,
and
dear.
Took a mile walk. Yeah.
I was too, which is why I got
you. Yes.
I'm honored that you're here with
Thank
us.
You.
And we'll catch up with, if I'm not careful, I'm going to call you. I promise I won't call you Sue or Karen, but I'll call you Tom if I'm not careful.
I've been called Tom a few times in my life.
I'm sure you have. I've gotten it too for my older brothers. We'll catch up. Why don't we have you do another song, and then we'll catch up with Steve after the next song. If you're just joining us, the great Leslie Smith is back in front of a microphone, and you are great.
Oh, thank you, Larry.
What would you
you're
like
great
to?
Great too.
What do you want to do next?
We're going to do a song called Midnight Pirouette. Down the hall, come and paid her a call and first just a look, then a hand on a hand, and it was a 1, 2, 3. Don't mind if I do. And all in between, some kind of romance took wing. Claire and James climbed on it and flew. Her silver slippers, his goofy grin, he gave her a wheelchair a spin. What a lovely waltz, you'd be surprised. Time don't forget the subtle turning of a midnight pirouette. Bewitching hour, one harvest moon, oh James, wheel clear past the car. Two bony figures on slippers, his goofy grin, he gave the lady such a spin. What a lovely waltz, you'd be surprised. Time don't forget the revolution of a midnight pirouette. Life in the long run ain't never a long enough one. We want to pocket it like lint. James passed away, Claire kept to her room, oh, but only one single tear fell into her safe box of dreams, where he'd been all alone, where it stroked her skin, yeah, but she'd never tell. Her silver slippers, his goofy grin, if just a momentary spin, but a lovely waltz, you'd be surprised. Time don't forget the subtle turning of a midnight pirouette. The ever longing for a midnight pirouette.
Leslie Smith, along with Steve Cunningham. You have just such a... I've forgotten how captivating your voice is. I think that's the right word, is captivating. It's easy to lose yourself. In fact, I looked over to see what time it was, mm-hmm. because time did kind of stand still. And I'm thinking, oh, yeah, we're on the radio. This is the time I'm supposed to say you're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for doing that. When your Waterbug release was out, were you touring extensively in support of that?
I was going through a lot of things, but I was, I went to Austin on behalf of Ian Matthews. I stayed with him and played in Austin, and he and his family. And then I played the Newport Folk Festival, and just Boston, California. I did a little tour of California, Northern California. But Yeah, I'm really, really a homebody, so I always wanted to be near my daughter, and so I didn't just take off in a car and go.
And there she is.
And there she is, here today, living proof. Anna. Yes.
Well, the nice thing, folks like me know that if a release comes in from Waterbug, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
So for Waterbug to have you there, I hate to keep talking about an album that's, you know, 20 plus years old, but it was just such a great record, and it holds up.
Oh, thank you. Well, and Andrew Calhoun and Casey just released that last song on their new album, Skeins.
That's great.
So, and it's
to
a
hear.
Lovely album. Mm-hmm.
And you were involved in mixing some of that original album.
Yeah, I engineered that album.
I thought.
And he sang on some of it, too.
Yeah. So let's catch up with you. This is one Steve Cunningham, who is here. You know him from Sandoz, perhaps. Sometimes the Flying Cunninghams when you were around, right?
Always the Flying Cunninghams,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I know there were a couple gigs that...
That's going pretty far back.
Yeah. Yeah, there were a few, but you know...
Yeah,
now,
were a duo for about a year, I think.
Yeah, now that I think about it, yes, it was always all of you. And some of the best times ever. I think about Thirsties, The Poorhouse, and all sorts of other haunts. What are you up to these days?
Mostly I'm playing with a group called Eleanor Walrus, who does a psychedelic Beatles cover review tribute.
I like it.
We've been together for about a year, and we've been playing to some pretty receptive audiences.
Can we have you join us up top?
Sure.
I would love to have you. That'd be great to have you guys on the air.
Yeah, we'd love to.
I'm just thinking how fun it would be to... Is there a song called Eleanor Walrus? You could combine the
it's
lyrics.
No, Eleanor Rigby and Eleanor Walrus.
But I know.
We don't have one yet, but that's
It'd
a good idea.
It'd be fun. Picture yourself as the Eggman or something like that. before you sing the song you're about to, I did want to talk about Hickory Fest coming up, a festival. I didn't realize who started that festival.
Yeah, the Hickory Project.
Talk a little bit about that. I didn't realize that.
Well, when my sister was with the Hickory Project, it's been probably about 15, 20 years ago, she got a place up in Wellsboro, Pennsylvania, up near the Poconos, and there had been a festival up there called Music in the Mountains that it had stopped several years earlier. And my sister was like, well, let's pick it up. Let's call it Hickory Fest. And then she just pretty much ran with it. And it's been a great festival. We go every year. It's beautiful. It's nestled in the foothills of the Poconos in Wellsboro. It's at a campground called the Stony Fork Creek Campground. And this year, it's next week, Friday, August 17th through the 19th. And they feature some great acts up there, Dawn of the Buffalo, Grass is Dead. Our own Jacob's Ferry Stragglers are going to be there. And I wanted to put a shout-out for their new album, which features a song that Sue wrote, she and Frank Serio. Frank Serio is the guy who's running the festival these days. He was her partner at the time of her passing. And he does a great job up there. The whole festival is dedicated to Sue, devoted to Sue. In addition to Stragglers, a lot of other good bands. I'll be playing there with Eric Pappy Weingrad from The Cause,
yeah,
along with Billy Gilmore, who's amazing, and a couple other musicians in a kind of a pickup band. The whole festival benefits the Sue Cunningham Memorial Scholarship Fund at the Dreyfus School of the Arts Foundation. Some of the proceeds also go to the Cuyahoga County
Relay for Life. Yeah.
Thank you very much, which is a cancer fund. So some of the money goes to the Memorial Scholarship Fund and some to the cancer fund, which is really beautiful. In addition, they have a fiddle contest up there for children, three different age groups, and the first place winners, each of the three winners get something, but the first place winners of all the age groups get a $150 cash and a gift certificate to J.R. Judd Violins in Williamsport, PA for $200.
Wow.
That's awesome. That's fantastic, yeah. And I'm glad to see a Pennsylvania Fiddlers contest, mm-hmm. And how appropriate. How long... I was trying to guess this morning, has it been about 4 years since Sue
3 or 4.
Yeah. I really miss her. You know, I've got lots of memories of your sister, but she sat behind me in nuclear safety class at Carnegie Mellon. And I think we both liked the class a lot, but it was a night class, so we were trying to keep each other awake and going through. But one of the, if ever there were a Renaissance woman, here is somebody who was just an incredibly accomplished musician with a huge brain for science and engineering and physics and so many other things. I still think about her a lot.
Yes, we all do too.
Yeah.
I feel really fortunate to have been her little brother. Very fortunate. It's a cool thing. And she was amazing. She's loved all over the world.
Yeah. Forgetting about Sue the person and Sue the human being, just Sue the musician on stage, just played, you know, you take a chestnut like Orange Blossom Special, you've never heard it played like the way Sue does, even though you've heard it played thousands of times.
We used to call her the nuclear fiddle.
Yeah. So look, and you can catch some, there's some videos and songs that show the Flying Cunninghams.
If you go to flyingcunninghams.com, you can listen to a lot of music there. And there's also a pointer to a YouTube channel with over 100 videos of Sue.
Oh, wow. I didn't know it had grown to be that large. Well, let's hear a song you wrote. I didn't realize you wrote the song until we were talking ahead of time. I've heard you do this song in a number of incarnations. Never really thought about it. I just figured, oh, here's a song you're singing. I believe it's going to be Diesel and Propane,
yes.
Right?
Yes. Punching in at 7 a.m. wet by 7:05. The days are hard and long. Forklift's a friend, for it's the load I fight and stay alive with a song. Well, the work never stops and the clock won't go, and the Motrins can't kill the pain, and all my senses feel is diesel and propane. All my life I've been told that with a college degree the world would be my own. Stay in school, they said, you'll surpass the rest and buy yourself a home. But I was blinded by this fallacy, and I've only myself to blame, and all my senses feel is diesel and propane. I need that time and a half to stay out of the red, skipping lunch to save a dime. I've lost my hopes and dreams of security, a man broken in his prime. These warehouse walls, they shake to warn the crew of Mack trucks rolling in. 1,000 tons of steel and stone will move just to do it all again. Not a day goes by, I don't wish I'd quit this job, but I can't climb that wage scale again. And all my senses feel is diesel and propane. I said that all my senses are able to feel is diesel and propane.
Leslie Smith, along with Steve Cunningham. Steve was the one singing that song. And I now know why I probably thought that song was written by another person. How old were you when you wrote that song?
88 out of 25, I think.
Yeah, and it sounds more a little bit like an older guy singing it and talking about his life. Some of that based on true experience at all?
Yeah, pretty much. I got out of college and I couldn't get a job, and I wrote a song. I got a job. And no more good songs.
What? Where did you go to school?
University of Pittsburgh, electrical engineering.
Okay. And that was the time, because we graduated around the same time. you got out with an engineering degree and you went to the alumni section of your college magazine. Magazines were things that people used to publish that had stuff in them. And it would say, like, class of 83, Larry Berger is working at the 7-Eleven. There were just all these jobs.
Right. I was driving a forklift.
Yeah, there was not much to do at that time. And actually, I was fortunate. I didn't, although it might have been fun to work at a 7-Eleven. I had a job, my engineering degree got me a job as technical editor of a trade magazine. But a lot of my classmates were sending in job announcements like working the day shift at Monroeville Hardware and things like that, just to point out that life can have other plans too. Did you stay in Pittsburgh after getting out of Churchill?
I went to New York for a couple years to try to sing bluegrass there, and it was kind of rough. Yeah.
Yeah, if you're
yeah, my
saying...
My good friends, Sally Friedman, I don't know if you remember her from high school, and Jamie Bell was a friend of mine, and they were both in New York, so we were kind of all there simultaneously and trying different things.
Yeah, if you want to be a homebody, I would imagine New York's not the place to do it.
Well, I don't really need to be a homebody anymore, but... back then I really wanted to pursue the music, and just bluegrass wasn't really, you know, it was more show tunes. And now bluegrass is kind of commonplace, but back then it was a little odd to be playing in a bar.
Yeah, it has become a lot more common, mm-hmm. and I think Oh Brother, Where Art Thou had a lot to do with it. The song that mentioning bluegrass made me think of Molly O'Brien covering.
Molly O'Brien covered Northern Cross.
Yeah.
And so Tim and Jerry Douglas played on that. And then Dar Williams, Lucy Kaplansky, and Richard Schindel did an a cappella version of Northern Cross on Cry, Cry, Cry.
That's got to be exciting to hear your words.
Yeah.
Sung differently by different artists mm-hmm. like that.
And then a lot of colleges, a cappella was getting big a few years back, and a lot of the college groups did it as, you know, because as part of the a cappella.
How nice.
Uh-huh.
That's great. Yeah. Leslie Smith is here. How can people, your album's still available, the original one? I think it's still.
There aren't many copies,
no.
really. It really, there weren't that many produced. I think CD Baby has it, and that's probably one of the few places.
And I know you mentioned you'll be playing out soon. You're writing now. Are you hoping another album will come your way?
Bucket list.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure it will happen. It might take
you
a little bit of time, though. If you're, mm-hmm. do you have?
Well, Steve has a studio, so.
Let's see what we can do.
That'll help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You've got a muse, mm-hmm. Probably more than one, I would suspect. You're going to do another duet together, and it's one of Leslie's songs?
Yeah. Yes, this is a new song. So it's inspired by riding the bus, 4 buses a day to Pitt and for working, and I just became engrossed in the bus culture, and this is one of the occurrences one day.
She's lost words from a tip of her tongue. She's heard bells in the curses of the young. Flapped her wings when there was nowhere to fly. Buried her girl in the dirt beneath a rumbling sky. Her daughter she loved, that needle bad, left her and 2 grandkids on her own. Leaning with this bus's bends. Pigeons are doves, that's true, she says. Sparrows are her favorite bird. Grandsons say that they're their faves too. Brown and small, they will rise. No matter, She tells me they like to feed the wild birds. I said, yes, I used to do that too. I say those two are lucky guys to have a grandmother wise as you, she says. Sparrows are
Leslie Smith, you still got it.
That's thank you, Larry. That's so sweet. Thank you.
That's a gorgeous song. There's a lot I like about that song. I'm pretty sure.
I read a lot of stories about elderly or senior people.
I think it's a strange thing to ask about, but I'm almost positive you make a habit of publishing your lyrics when you present a CD, and I'm glad you do. Mm-hmm. I'm one of those people that likes to study the lyrics
Me
as
too.
I listen, and it's hard sometimes, although when you sing, you can hear them too, but it's just nice to be able
to
read along. Leslie Smith and Steve Cunningham with us this morning. In a minute, we'll give you the website for the Hickory Fest next weekend so you can learn more about that. I think we should. We have about 8 minutes of radio time, which is one or two songs, depending on what you two would like to do together. And I'll leave it up to you.
Okay, ready.
They're going to go to another one of Leslie's, or is this one of, okay.
There's a ghost on the high rail tonight. No, he ain't what he used. Beard's harsh and gray, but he's still got those ways of a 16-year-old boy. You might I've seen him in your own hometown. Whenever the moon paints a purple sky, still dodging the bombs and the cops and the railroad bullseye. But he don't
What a beautiful, intricate story, and a great way to deliver it, too. I knew this hour would fly by. Thanks, Leslie Smith.
You're
going to come back?
Sure.
I hope so.
Thank you.
You sounded great. And Tom, it's the HickoryFest.com. I did it, Tom, Steve. Man, that's just not going to stop. Sorry, Steve. Next time, no name tags. HickoryFest is coming up. And,
that's right, next weekend.
What's the best way?
HickoryFest.com. Check it out on the web.
That's easy as can be, HickoryFest.com. It's actually a good-looking website, too, and a great lineup of artists.